So at this point, someone might say, okay, I agree that some truth is objective.
Right? Some.
Yeah. But what about religious claims? They're not like scientific claims, right? Or even historical claims.
Right.
And so this person says, I think all religious truth is relative. There. So, okay, fine. We'll give you, you know, your non-relative general scientific historical truths. But what about religion, right? Religion is basically about personal values, says this person, or, you know, my personal goals or my personal lifestyle choices. And those are obviously person relative or perhaps culture relative. They aren't based, says this person, on objective facts. Mm-hmm. So there, religious truth are relative.
Yeah, so we'll carve that out.
That's right.
That'll be the difference.
And we win anyway. The relativist wins.
So such a perspective is quite common in our day, but again, that whole problematic is comes into play on several different levels. Mm. Its central flaw is that it's based on a false view of religion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So it's considering religion, so it's really built a, we might call this a straw man.
Right. Right?
I think that religion is like this, and then if I think religion is like this, then religion that I think is like this is relative. So their religion is relative.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, well, how is religion really? What is religion and how does it work really?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the way you believe it works, right?
Right.
If it's not, then you're just trying to argue a straw man.
Right.
You've built up something that isn't the case. You've torn it down and said, look, I've defeated all, you know, religion.
Right.
Right.
Right. It's that thinking that, well, when you subscribe to a religion, it's just what you agree with. Now, it might change you from here or there, but overall, you kind of say, oh, I agree with Christianity the most or Buddhism the most. And then you kind of adopt it, and then it kind of adopts you, and you kind of go back and forth a little bit. And then, you know, you find a happy medium where you're not, you know, burning down other churches or other religions, but you're also not just, you know, going for the pumpkin pie. You know,
and exactly. And so this makes it person relative, right? Is the idea here.
Right. But again, that's the false view of what religion is. It may be true that some religions are only about personal values, goals, and lifestyle choices, but that's not necessarily the case true of all.
Right. It's definitely not true for some of the major world religions.
Right.
Christianity, Islam, Judaism all make significant historical claims about what took place in the past.
Right.
Right. For example, while Christianity and Islam take very different views of Jesus, both maintain that Jesus was a real historical person who lived in Palestine in the first century and performed miracles.
Right.
Right. They both believe that. If that's true, then that's objectively true. Right. So either there was such a person or there wasn't such a person. Right. Either he performed miracles or he didn't perform miracles. Right.
Right?
So it's not, you can't say, well, it's relative to the Christian or it's relative to the,
or it's your personal values that determine whether or not Jesus existed and performed miracles. That doesn't quite have the same truth tone to it. The claim that Jesus was executed by crucifixion, but then rose from the dead, has always been one of the defining claims of Christianity.
Right, so there's another claim, right? So, you know, you have the same kind of issue with that claim, right?
Well, it's just a cultural idea that Jesus rose from the dead. As some might believe that, but here's a specific historical claim and a claim that was used to make a theological point.
Hmm.
Islam, on the other hand, denies that Jesus was crucified and resurrected.
Uh-oh, now we have a problem.
Now we're in conflict.
Yeah.
Could this central claim of Christianity be only relatively true? Could it be true for some, like the Christians? And could it be not true for other people, like the Muslims?
Mm.
It's very hard to make sense of that idea.
Right, what in the world does that mean?
Yeah.
So whether or not Jesus was crucified is a matter of objective historical fact, right? In other words, either he was or he wasn't,
right?
So you can't say, well, it's relative to what in the world does that even mean, mm-hmm. right? If that central claim of Christianity is true, it has to be true, period, for everyone. It has to be true, period, everywhere, no matter who you are, what you happen to believe or how you feel about it. If it's true, it's true, right? And the same applies if the central claim of Christianity isn't true. If it isn't true, then it isn't true,
seems pretty straightforward. But at the same time, we have to remember that if this seems straightforward to you, it's what most people now are regarding as the wrong position,
right? Because they're relativists, right? Yeah.
But to even say wrong, again, look at it. So yeah. We can always go down that
road. Can't say it. Yeah. You can't say that's wrong. Might be wrong for you.
But. Right.
Okay.
So in summary, while the claim that all religious truth is relative has a superficial plausibility to it, it doesn't stand up to scrutiny when you consider the actual truth claims made by major world religions. Things that take place in history, things that have a thing that happens, you know, if Jesus rose from the dead, he either did or he didn't, right? I mean, that's kind of where Paul and the apostles and the early church fathers, and even today, we pretty much hang our hats on. If Jesus did not raise from the dead, then we're all dead men who are still dead in our sin. In fact, we're worse than that because we're preaching a lie,
right,
and leading people on the path to destruction. Mm-hmm.